Hi, I'm Lacey. Life is too fun to be held down by kids.
Hi, I'm Amy. Being a mom is the most rewarding job ever.
Loose lips and childbearing hips.
I'm trying to learn Southern. Is this saying anything? A doy, 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 doy.
Dirty Yankee.
Don't take this the wrong way, but are you dim?
Can you please repeat what you just said?
No! So I had the biggest wedgie of all time.
Repeat it in the voice that you just said. You just did. Said did.
I don't know. What did I say? Did.
I have the biggest wedgie of all time.
It was so bad. It's like you can't even get it on the outside of your clothes. Like you got to go hands in the underpants and pull down. It was a bad one. We just did yoga and it just moved everything up.
Okay. So my question is, we just did yoga. And we thought we were in the privacy of our own mam room. Hold on, we were in the privacy of our own mam room. But we had Trey.
Onlooker.
Yeah.
Looker Trey.
Walk by and stare at us through the door. So did you have the wedgie at that moment? And do you think that Trey noticed?
I don't think he noticed. It was really dark in there. And I think he was just thinking, huh, that's funny. Not like,
We were like butt up in the air in the most inappropriate looking pose.
Yeah. I think I had my wedgie since the stair stepper. So it's been a good 30 minutes.
And never at any point between we went to the gym, came back to our room, did some yoga, and at no point you decided to pick your butt until you got in here.
No, because I knew I would just get another one because we, surprise, you have a 10-minute yoga you got to do. You told me I was going to have a surprise when we were done with the stair stepper. We had just done strengthening for 15 minutes, stair stepper 15 minutes. Surprise, I have something in the room for us. I was thinking, ooh, a suite or refreshing something, or maybe even a person waiting for us. No, it was more exercise. It was 10 minutes.
Were you surprised?
I don't think you can say surprise when it's bad info.
You can surprise anything.
Surprise.
Surprise, I'm going to go have Cajun dinner tonight.
No.
Surprise. I don't have another example.
Anyways. All is well now.
I'm thinking hard. I'm glad. I am very glad.
Don't you worry your pretty little head about it.
This is Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips, and I am Lacey G.
She's got new $15 outfits and only needs to spend twice that amount to alter them. And she's my all-time favorite fashion girl on a budget.
Oh, I love it. When she's not doing goat yoga or booking bad A vacations for her anniversary, she's defending the mam room's honor and blessing our sneezes because that's how it should be. The woman that has made my past couple of weekends extra special with her presence is
Amy Nichols. I've enjoyed the past couple of weekends so much. We've hung out. I've been doing things, not just laying on my couch.
Same.
Yeah.
We've had so much fun. So we did goat yoga for the first time ever.
Yes, with our biggest fan.
Yes. For sure.
Littlest, biggest fan?
Yeah. Amanda.
Sweet Amanda. The first thing she said to me was, so I'm a butt kisser, huh? Because I had talked about her on the podcast before. And I think she was just talking you up. Was that the case? I was like, oh, yeah, she must have been kissing butt.
She was super duper sweet because I had her over for a sleepover and I made dinner. And she had already eaten. And so as I'm like serving out the dinner, she was like, thank you so much for preparing this fantastic meal. And I'm so sorry, but I already ate tonight, so I'm not going to be able to eat it. But I appreciate all the hard work that you put into it. And I'm like, who are you? And I told her mom that later. And she's like, yeah, she's never like that with me. So no. That's why you said it.
Yes. And I do not think she is at all. She was so sweet and fun to hang out with. We played Taboo and did some goat yoga.
She is so adorable. I went to brunch with her and her mom, Maria, a couple weekends ago. And as we're sitting there waiting to get seated, she goes, does anybody ever recognize you from your podcast? And I'm like, girl, no. But I thought it was so cute. She thinks like I'm a lot more important than I am. I don't want her to listen to this and realize that I'm not.
It's good to have someone like that in your life.
She believes in me. But it's because she's too young to know the truth about life yet. But goat yoga, what did you think?
Not a lot of yoga. The goats were just way too cute. I was a little nervous because they had all the adorable little baby goats. But then they had the mama goats, I guess, for nursing. And they're not small. And I was like, oh, God, I hope they don't step on my back. But they didn't. So it was so much fun. I loved it. And their little bleats. I think they're called bleats.
Oh, yeah. And that's whenever the mama goats would look.
Yeah.
And it was so cool because I didn't know like how interactive they would be. They have those goats trained. I was about to say those yogas trained. They have those goats trained. So they would just carry around treats and make sure that the goats got on everybody's mm-hmm. back. You could pick them up. They were so nice. I'm a llama lover, but now I'm cheating on llamas with goats because I think I want a little goat.
I know. Me too. They're so cute. Morgan, my daughter, was really sad that she couldn't come. And she wants to know when the next time we can do it, which I saw online that they are doing it again next month. But I don't know.
They do it. I know that they do it in the stockyards, and that might be a cool place to bring her. Mm-hmm. Maybe cheaper. I don't know. Because we did it at a brewery.
Yeah.
Which was really fun. Not to say, I mean, obviously children were welcome. Not to say that. But that might be a good place for y'all to go and do it.
Yeah. It's on the bucket list. Can you say bucket list with a kid? That's like a bad omen, isn't it?
To-do list, maybe?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that sounds better.
Getting to it list. So goat yoga was a little scary, though, because I have been avoiding outside altogether.
Because of the heat?
Oh, my God. It's 111 degrees. No, thank you. I'm not even getting in the pool right now just because it's too freaking hot.
It's like bath water.
Yeah. Oh, so then we're doing goat yoga. And it's hot. It's the only thing that I will be willing to do outside. And they had a little tent, but I mean, that doesn't matter at all.
Uh-uh. And we were on the outside and the sun was beaming straight at us. But yeah, I got lightheaded. It was warm. It was really warm.
I was looking out for you because I recently fainted and I don't know why. And I was with the same people that I fainted in front of. And it was so not dramatic, but it was whatever. It was dramatic to me. It was dramatic to the people I'm with. But like in the grand scheme of things, like I felt like almost cartoonish, like, oh, I'm feeling faint and then falling out and everybody notices. It completely wasn't like that. But still, I was around a lot of people and a lot of people I don't know. And they were all looking at me and stuff. So
embarrassing. Really embarrassing.
I was totally embarrassed. Girl, we got out of there right before the fire department came. They were pulling up and Maria was like, are you sure you don't want them to check you out? Absolutely not. Maria, let's go now. Let's go. I probably know them. I need to get out of here now. But we're outside with the same people. I'm like, Amy, please don't faint. Please don't faint. I've already done it in front of them and they are traumatized from it. Please don't do it.
You're like my yoga mom. Checking on me.
But you told me you did get a little starry there for a minute.
I did. But then all I have to do is just put my head down below my heart and then the blood will rush back to my brain.
So the doctor said I'm fine. But just in case we teach me how to faint properly, just in case I feel one coming on again.
Well, yeah, the only tips I have is just get down as soon as you can, get water. It usually happens to me when I'm overheated, but I have passed out in a lunch line before when I was in middle school, and it was like stiff body falling at a 90 degree angle. My back of my head hit the long lunch table and it popped up. I mean, I hit it hard, and then I don't remember it, but I woke up on the floor and they had rolled in the handicap chair, like the wheelchair. It was just so embarrassing, and especially in middle school.
Yeah.
Oh, it was so bad.
Because people make fun of you if you mispronounce a word.
Yeah.
Like, I knew this girl, her name was Stacey Horn, and sometimes people would mispronounce her last name, and that was the funniest thing ever. Like, I still remember that. It was in sixth grade, and I'm like, I remember the time that you misspoke her last name. I know what you were thinking. So, yeah, I couldn't imagine fainting in front of a middle school.
So, it's not just heat. It's just low blood sugar. So, yeah, just make sure you eat a snack regularly.
Girl, I was eating.
Stay hydrated.
I'm cool. Good, though.
Good.
I think. I should be.
Knock on wood.
No, I'm fine. Okay, I have to point out the obvious before we get started. We've already gotten started, but before we get started. You know the only reason that we're doing this podcast, right?
The only reason?
Mm-hmm.
No, it's not to become famous or make lots of money.
Correct. It's because we didn't win the lottery. Did you play?
No, I meant to, but I didn't. I've never bought a lottery ticket, and so it makes me nervous. There's a lot of rules, right?
Yes, and I never know what to do. So I always ask Jeremy specifically, like, tell me how to do this. And he tells me step by step what to do. Because you're supposed to have cash. But this last time I went, I was going to get cash back on something. And they told me that they accept it on debit cards now. Used to be, until very recently anyway, you had to pay cash for lotto tickets. But I decided not to talk to Jeremy beforehand, not to get step-by-step directions from him. I was like, dude, got this.
You tried it on
your
own.
I got this. Wow. Yeah. I did talk to people at work, though. And I'm like, okay, but what do I do? Because I don't want to ask him again. So what do I do? So I went up. I got a lottery ticket. I got cash option, quick pick, $10 worth.
Wow.
So proud of myself.
You did it.
I took a picture of it, sent it to him later. And he's like, you didn't get a multiplier?
What is that?
I don't know. But I didn't do it wrong. But then if you really want to win some money, I guess you like put that on the end. But so I'm texting with Jeremy. He was at work and I'm telling him if we do win, we're going to be anonymous. And he was like, oh, yeah, of course. And then he texted me this.
What?
Sorry. It's so funny. He texted me. People, did you win the lottery? Lacey and her Ferrari and diamond-studded bear fur necklace. No, why?
That would be so you.
I know.
When you be able to wait till the end of the day?
That is so true. Did you win the lottery? Absolutely not. And I'm decked out from head to toe.
You're crying.
I know. Because that was the best response ever. Like, I mean, I might not admit it, but God, yeah, it would be obvious. And people at work were talking about
what they would do.
Well, how they would take care of each other.
At work?
Yeah.
I did hear one person say that.
It's been said before, and I just shut up because I don't want to.
That is not true. You did not shut up.
I tell them that I won't split it with them?
Oh, I thought, well, producer White Cheddar Robert is the one that said that he would do this. And Lacey asked, would you give everyone the equal amount or would you give some people more than others? And then you asked if performance was being based on how much you'd get.
Yeah.
Versus, yeah, you want to know how much you're going to get.
Yeah.
I'm a good worker. I should get more.
That wasn't against you.
No, it wasn't.
I want double time.
No, but you didn't keep your mouth shut.
I kept my mouth shut as far as I'm not sharing, because what if they win and then already said it and it's like, you know what? You aren't going to share with me. I'm not going to share with you. I kept my mouth shut for that reason.
Okay, same. Yeah, I'm not. Well, now they can hear us. They're not listening.
Unless Nick tells them. But it doesn't matter. I didn't win.
Yeah. That's a real bummer.
I know.
Next time it gets up to, what was it, 350,000? Something like that.
500.
It was 500?
I don't know.
Oh, wow.
I only play whenever everybody else plays.
Same. But then the chances are a lot less.
Yeah. Whatever. So we're here still delivering this sweet podcast to you. You're welcome.
Well, you know I have a hard time talking, even though we're so good at this. And you have some words that you don't necessarily say correctly, and it's because of where you're from. So like hill, H-I-L-L, you would say heel, like the bottom of your foot. You just say it differently because of the location you're from. So I found this list of words, and it's not how you say them, but what you say. So you're not doing this wrong. This is not the call Lacey out, she does it wrong list. This is which word do you say because of where you're from?
Ooh.
And I thought it was really interesting.
So is this, are you going to ask me or tell me? Okay, you're going to ask me how
you.
I say it.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's mostly West Coast versus East Coast. Anyways.
Okay. So I'm East Coast?
Well, there's also like a little bit of North and a little bit of South depending on what the map looked like.
So I'm South Coast.
Southeast Coast. Okay, so the question is, do you say fireflies or lightning bugs?
Fireflies.
See, that would be more of a West Coast thing. That's weird, isn't it? Okay, garage sale versus yard sale.
Yard sale.
Okay, that's a U. That's East Coast. And there's also rummage, and there's a tag up. Have you ever heard of that? That's
no.
A northern thing.
No.
Yeah.
Stupid Yankees.
Soda versus Coke.
Soda.
And there's also pop up north, which I say Coke as well.
No, you say Coke?
You say soda?
Yeah.
I I say Coke.
But I mean, that's kind of irrelevant because I hardly ever drink soda. But if I'm going to get something to drink, I'd either specifically say it or I'm in the mood for a soda.
Like,
but normally I would do Dr. Pepper over Coke, so I wouldn't say Coke.
See, I say Coke for everything unless I'm talking about Coca-Cola, and then I'll say Coca-Cola. I'll add that cola on the end. Anyways, next
one. So, hey, where are you from? Are you West Coast?
It's strange.
No, you're East Coast. You're Northeast.
Born in North Carolina, which is East Coast, but my parents are both from California, which is West Coast. So I guess I'm just a weird blend. And I've spent the last 30 plus years in Texas, which is dead in the middle. So I'm a hodgepodge.
I still don't know locations. I know where you're from. I just don't know geographically where all that is located.
All of it. I'm all of it. You guys versus y'all.
Okay, obviously y'all, yeah, for sure. But in Chicago, they say yous guys.
Yes, that's on here.
And they say the both of yous guys, which is the both of you guys.
Ooh.
And so I try to get my Chicago accent on and I'm like, what's wrong with a both of yous guys?
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah.
I'd never heard that before.
And then I also say sausage. I didn't say that as, hold on. Sausage. That's it.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
A little bit more phlegm, though, maybe next.
Ooh, do you want to hear my Boston accent?
Sure.
Oh, no, I can't say those words. Never mind. Never mind.
All right. There's also yins. That was a northern thing. Instead of y'all or yous guys, yins. Y-I-N-Z.
Yous guys just doesn't feel natural. But I've been made fun of for saying y'all because same. I do have friends from the north.
Same. But I don't care. I'll say what I want. Tennis shoe seat. That one I said wrong, so.
It's one word, tinny shoes.
You said tinny shoes?
Yeah. Oh, is that not how you say it, tinny shoes?
No. Tennis shoes.
I thought you weren't judging me. All of a sudden, I'm feeling very judged.
Tinny shoes?
Tinny shoes, but now I try to say sneakers just because Trey's called me out on that. I don't know if it's an old person thing or if it's a southern thing. He told me his stepmom says it and he doesn't understand why because she doesn't play tennis. Well, neither do I, but I've never pronounced the S. It's always just been tinny shoes.
Well, my mother-in-law says tinny shoes probably, but it's like a country thing, I think. Yeah. And there's gym shoes, which I don't know anybody who says that. It's like a northern thing.
I say something Kid Craddock called me out on before. I didn't realize that I said this wrong.
Was it Warsh?
Oh, God, no. Not like that. Mirror.
Oh, I do that one wrong.
Oh, I just said it correctly. Mirror. Mira is how I used to say it. Mira.
Oh, I say it like a year, but put an M. Mirror.
Mirror.
I totally like skip out on the R. It's just say mirror.
Mirror.
Yeah.
It kind of sounds like a cat mirror.
It does. Mirror. You know, mirror. Semi-truck versus 18-wheeler.
Ooh, that's a hard one. I guess 18-wheeler.
I think same. And there's also a tractor trailer. I don't think that's the same thing.
Yeah, that would be mowing down the farmland or something.
Like a John Deere something. Yeah. Okay, this one blew my mind. My cousin married someone from the north. I can't remember where he's from. He's a cheesehead.
Mm-hmm.
Wisconsin. Right?
Wisconsin.
Yes. Right?
Wisconsin.
I can't remember where he's from. Anyways.
Oh, I thought that was the question.
No.
Okay, yes. I do believe Green Bay Packers are cheeseheads. Isn't that whatever?
I can't
unimportant.
Remember where they're from. Anyways. He says this crazy one, a bubbler. Do you know what that is?
A weed pipe?
No, it's another word for a drinking fountain, a bubbler. And he came down here to live in Texas and he's saying bubbler to me. Weird, right?
Yeah, just like a little fountain.
Like a drinking fountain or water fountain.
That's weird.
Like
I've never heard
water
that.
Water fountain.
Yeah.
Or whatever. And he says that it's a bubbler.
That is so weird.
I know. I don't accept him. And then the last one, this one's dumb because I think I use both. Garbage can versus trash can.
Trash can.
I think I say trash more than garbage, but when I'm talking about
something, you reference garbage. I've heard you do that before.
Total garbage.
Well, that was a very cool list.
Yeah. It's silly.
I like it.
I think we fall under the right categories. Mostly.
Yeah, as long as South is right, which is what I think.
It's not a right versus wrong.
It's definitely a right versus wrong. Guys? That's so stupid. Use guys. Shut the hell up. Ooh, I also hung out with a Canadian before, and they said A a lot.
Yeah. Gosh, I want to go to Canada. I should have planned that trip. It would have been a lot more expensive, though. Yeah. Oh, like Lacey said in the intros, I planned a trip. I know. Me and my husband have not gone on a trip together by ourselves since our 10-year anniversary, and this is our 13th. So it's been 3 years since we've done anything
without the children.
Anyways, so really where are you going? We're flying into Las Vegas, and we are going to Utah and Arizona border. We're going to be in the desert. We're going to hike a lot and do a bunch of cool stuff.
That's really cool. I'm so happy for you.
We're going to stay in the cabin, no electronics, no running water.
Okay, so one time I took a trip without electronics, but I called you every night. Are you going to be calling me?
I really don't think that I'm going to be able to.
No? You're not going to talk to me on your anniversary trip?
Like, I really am not going to be physically be able to call you.
It's going
to
be that out in the wilderness wild.
Yeah.
No cell phone reception. Well, that's really cool.
Mm-hmm. No electricity.
It's so nice to be able to unplug. I wish I could more often. I think I could give up social media temporarily and be totally fine. But then with this job, it's hard. Mm-hmm. But then I also find myself on it just out of boredom. And then I'm like, what am I doing?
I know. I do it too.
I don't want to scroll around looking at people, because then sometimes I'm like, God, your life's so great. Mine's not. This is stupid. And I'm just, you know, sitting on the toilet or sitting on the couch by myself.
I have a few rules that I try to keep in place. I do not have my phone at the dinner table with the family. That's important. That's the time that we, only time that we have together in the entire day. So I try to cut that out. But other than that,
I mean, I'll be watching TV. A commercial will come on.
Yes.
And I'm scrolling through my phone.
Same. And why are you watching TV with commercials?
I'm really not. So then I'm just bored watching TV. But I've noticed that, like, my concentration level is crap. I told you earlier, I have songs going through my head all the time. And, like, sometimes I won't hear it. Other times I'll be trying to concentrate on something else. And then all of a sudden, a song I hadn't even listened to today or thought of in a while is just playing in my head. So I'm laying down in my bed last night reading It Update. I have an hour 15 left of this freaking book that's taken me a year and a half. It is so hard. I'm so ready to be over it. But I'm getting there. I wanted to give up, and you gave me encouragement.
I threatened you, I think.
You told me, because I had like 4 hours and 30 minutes left in the book, and you were like, just read an hour every day and you'll be done by the end of the week. Well, that's impossible because this book is that hard. Another book, I could read a book in a day. I mean, I've read books in between, but this one's just so hard. But anyway, I'm laying down reading last night, and my problem with Stephen King, he has too many damn characters. Way too many characters in his book. And it'll be nobody he's talked about before. And now I'm an hour 15 left, and he's talking about all these random people witnessing what's happening in Derry.
You could totally handle Game of Thrones. That's the same thing. It's just a lot of info. I don't know why you hate it so much. Okay, back to It.
So, because I hate the overload of info, so I should probably not watch Game of Thrones.
But you are doing it.
I will one day.
You should have Stephen King do it for me.
Read the book? Maybe I should read that book. I have a to-do list. So anyway, so I'm trying to, or a bucket list. I'm trying to read this damn book last night, and I have, like, no concentration. And I think it's because I spend too much time on my phone.
It's crazy how it is now compared to what it was before. Because the way, even how they do movies now, or film anything, younger people can't, the way they used to do it, it'd be long scenes, and the cuts would last minutes. And they don't do that anymore, because the younger generation, it wouldn't keep their attention. You have to have information quicker, faster. And so the way that they do movies and everything, it doesn't matter what it is. It all has to go faster.
Well, and if you do watch TV the old way, not with commercials, but like Hulu still does one episode a week. That's what they did for The Handmaid's Tale. Mm-hmm. They just started Castle Rock, which is another Stephen King, which I'm super excited about. Bill Skarsgård, I love him. I don't know why.
He's it.
He's so odd looking. He has big old Steve Buscemi eyes. Looks nothing like his brother. I love him, though. Oh, I love him just a little bit. But that's going to start coming out weekly now. And so you try to watch something weekly compared to just binging it all at once, and it's hard to follow. Like, I need that recap in the beginning, and it's been a week. I used to watch TV like that.
They give you recaps?
Yeah, but I need them because it's been 1 week since I sat down and thought about you. I'm rewatching Dexter, or I rewatched some of Dexter. I can't. Dexter's not as good rewatching it as it was before. It was good, but now that I'm rewatching it, I'm just like, you're an idiot. Spoiler if you haven't seen this.
Don't do it.
What?
Are you going to spoil it?
Yeah. Okay, non-spoiler, something traumatic just happened to your family, yet you still put your son down and go out and kill people. Like, that's just unbelievable to me. And now I'm just looking and I'm like, oh, well, this is dumb. This is just trying for a storyline.
But he has that mental illness.
It's stupid.
Oh my gosh.
But back whenever I watched TV the old way, once a week, it would satisfy me because I had nothing else going on because I could not sit there and binge everything.
You actually had a life.
I had a life then. Now my life is sometimes going to goat yoga with Amy. I'm so glad that we did that, though.
Me too. I really would totally do it again.
Oh, I love them goats. It was so much fun. So I have an update for you.
Okay.
The other day, you and I were working out. Yes, I'm humble bragging. Amy and I are back on the workout train. We are freaking kicking butt right now.
I'm sore.
I jokingly told One Arm Don earlier. He saw me walking in with my gym bag. He's like, "What are you doing? Going to the gym with Amy."
You do. Must be nice.
No. Go to the gym with Amy. We're going to work out for the second time this week. I can feel my body transforming before my eyes. But anyway, Amy and I are working out. We were doing some leg stretch or something, and I had the longest leg hair ever down on the bottom of my ankle.
It was incredible.
It was, and I have shaved
before,
but I like skipped this
numerous times.
This was an embarrassingly long hair.
I would say it was maybe an inch.
It was crazy long. Well, update, I shaved it.
Aww.
And I was going to brag to you. I shaved myself this morning. I made sure and I got all over my ankles.
I should have noticed.
You should have noticed. And then as we're working out again, I could see like one little strip that I missed. So it's not at my ankle. Now it's just somewhere else on my leg. But I still got a little burly leg hair.
You inspired me. I went home and I spent so much time shaving to make sure I didn't miss anything.
Oh my God.
I think I even cut myself because I was so accurate.
Let me get my whole body. You know, I saw an old friend of mine the other day, Natalie. You know Natalie, she used to work at Baker Street.
Yeah.
So I saw Natalie the other day, and she was talking about the first time she met me. We worked at this bar together, and she said, the first time I ever met you, you were walking in the kitchen, pulling your shirt down around your armpits, and you go, "You can always tell how long it's been since I showered by how long my armpit hair is. It's been this long." And she's like, "You had some armpit hair."
Okay,
so that was the first time she ever met me.
Did you have a tray of food?
I don't think so.
I hope not.
But yeah, that was her introduction to me.
Wow.
I'm like, dude, it's been this long. Because that used to be like a badge of honor. You know, how long can I go without showering?
Maybe a badge of something else. I don't get away with it.
Because, I mean, I didn't look like I needed a shower. I covered it up.
With the shirt?
With water, deodorant, hair back in a ponytail.
Oh,
that with a shirt. Yes. Yeah. I meant the fact that I didn't shower.
Got it. Yeah. We're on different pages.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. My armpit hairs were covered up. And I mean, they were just stubbly. It wasn't like what I had going on my ankle the other day. It wasn't like that.
That's good. Hey, you know what? If you don't want to shave, you don't have to shave. But if you are, please do it correctly.
So, speaking of shaving, or not shaving, speaking of my armpits, I just got my first ever headshots from Randy.
Have you seen him?
He sent them to me last night.
What'd you think?
And this was for work, and there's no reason that I need headshots, and I don't feel comfortable right now. So I was like, man, but I had to film a little something for TV that'll probably never, ever be used.
But he's phenomenal. So I
bet. He's really great.
So are you happy? I mean, did he? Did he work his magic? Are you happy?
Oh, he did a fantastic job, but there's only so much that you can do with me. So, I don't know. I have like stewy eyes whenever I smile. I got big old eyelids underneath. I lose my eyes. And then I got like a rash underneath my armpit. It's gone now. And I didn't think about this at the time because I had worn like a long sleeve coat, I guess.
Like a
just to like cover up.
Sweater.
Yeah, whatever. To cover up my arms whenever I was doing TV and doing the pictures. And then they were like, well, you look better without it. And I'm not going to be that chick just because I don't like the way I look. I'm not going to be a diva because this is not about me. So, I mean, whatever. You can picture me all day long. I'm not going to like it. So I really don't care. So he took it off for them. Well, then he had me doing some silly poses in the back. He straight up had my arms up.
Tell me about the picture. Could you tell?
It looks very mild. I don't know if he photoshopped it because he's nice, because he does do touch-ups and edits and stuff. Mm-hmm. But I can still kind of see it's there. Now, I mean, it's not grotesque. It's not like, ugh. But I'm very self-conscious because it happens sometimes.
But it says something about him that you're so comfortable being in front of the camera, which especially the way you feel this moment. You're beautiful, by the way. But I understand feeling a certain way about yourself, that you're so comfortable that you would lift your hands up whenever you're in front of the camera. So
he wanted me to do like five quick poses, but I was quicker than he was, or maybe he was quicker than I was. I don't remember which one. So I'm sure that they all looked really stupid. Like, I don't think I don't know, but there is one with my hands up that he sent me. And I'm just like, oh, out of all of them, I didn't think that one would make it. But he was so super nice. And he's like, look how great these turned out. Even though you didn't want to do it, you look wonderful. I can touch them up. And I just sent him back, oh, thank you so much. I don't know.
That.
It's
well,
so awkward.
I don't know if you heard in the hallway, he was talking with Nick. And he was bragging. He's like, Nick took 16 photos and 15 of them are perfect.
Oh,
yeah.
Isn't that great? Did he do the same pose in everyone, though?
I don't know.
He does have that natural smile. But, I mean, shut up. Whatever, Nick. Nobody cares.
Whatever.
Did you show your armpits? I bet you weren't that comfortable.
Oh, it must be nice. Have the perfect face and the perfect pictures all the time.
You remember whenever his wife, Blair, whenever she had her baby, it was quick, painless, didn't take her long to have it. And then they sent us the first family photo and she's looking all hot. Just had a baby. And I mean, she's looking gorgeous.
Yeah. Days later, back under her regular clothes.
Yeah. She looks so good. And so we were joking up here about how great she looked and how effortless it was for her and everything else. And we're like, yeah, she's probably back in her bikini right now. Like, she just birthed the baby a couple hours ago.
Perfect couple. They're perfect family. That's the insult that I got for 4th of July.
How do you feel about baby names? Do you judge people's baby names?
Secretly. I think that it's a bad idea to share your baby name before you have your baby. And it's written on a birth certificate because people will judge you.
Mm-hmm. Like Jolene Mary. That was going to be my girl's name if I ever had one.
I don't hate that.
I was told it was such a hillbilly name.
Who cares?
I like the name Jolene.
I don't think it's hillbilly. I think it's country, but I think country's cute.
And then I met a Jolene and I'm like, what do you think about your name? And she's like, it's very, very old school and she didn't like it. So I'm like, okay.
Well, kids never like their name. I don't like mine. My kid doesn't like hers.
Well, here are some of the craziest names that people have been naming their kids lately. And it's not just like a single name that they named their kid. These are multiple people named their kids this.
Okay.
Tesla.
Oh, no.
ISIS.
No, no, no.
ESPN. Arson. ABCDE.
Absidae.
Okay.
That's how
I believe
you say
it. Absidae? Do you know somebody named that?
No, but I've heard it before multiple times.
And Slayer.
You would name your kid Slayer.
I think that's going a little far. Cash. Was one that we were going to name.
I love Cash.
Yeah. For Johnny Cash, who was also one of our wedding songs. And then there's this chick. She wants to change her 4-year-old's name because it's too common. I'm sure this is what Morgan wants.
Yeah.
Because Morgan's complained before that her name's...
There's like 4 or 5 other Morgans in her grade.
Esme. No, Esme. Esme, which I guess is popular from Twilight, from Renesmee.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. Now people are offended because, or not offended, but parent shaming because this woman wants to legally rename her 4-year-old kid
to Esme or from Esme?
From Esme.
Okay. To what?
Because she thought it was original and now she's seeing the name everywhere, including two other students in her daughter's upcoming grade school. She hasn't said what she wants to name it, but she wants to name it, I guess, her daughter something else.
Well, I don't know if I've talked about it before. When my mom asked me in first grade if she could call me something different, I was, what, 8, 9?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's pretty old to be changing your name. My full name is Amelia. Have I talked about this? I'll stop talking if I have.
No, keep going.
My full name is Amelia, and I'm named after my aunt, and her nickname is Amy, and so now my nickname is Amy. Anyways, so before my baby sister was born, she remembered that her grandmother's name was Millie, which is also short for Amelia, and she was like, oh, I should have thought of that whenever I named her Amelia. I should have just called her by Millie, and which is fine, but not after almost 10 years of life to just, hey, by the way, child, I'm going to just call you something different now. Mm-mm. She straight up asked me. I told her no. So I guess that's why she had another kid. So she could name her Millie. Do you think she likes her more because she's named after her grandmother?
No, because she doesn't ever call her. man, that is weird.
Yeah.
Because that's really risky to ask a child that anyway. I had all of my dolls' names were Amanda.
Mine were all named Elizabeth.
So, I mean, if you would ask me at 10, I might say Amanda or Ariel because I was a little mermaid freak.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, gosh. I was going to name whenever I was little. Ariel Aurelian, maybe? I don't know. It was my great-grandmother's name. I want to say it was her name shortened, but it was going to be either Aurelian, Ariel, or the shorter version of that, or I don't remember. But I was going to name my kid that. So I might have even picked that, you know? My favorite movie's Ariel. So, cool, I'm changing my name to Ariel now.
Mm-mm. I mean, I guess it would be original, besides the mermaid.
I used to want to name, this is again whenever I was really little. Also, I was watching inappropriate stuff. I used to want to name my little boy Gage from Pet Sematary.
Gage is really cute, too.
That's a really cute name, but I mean, that's kind of stupid and morbid to name the kid Gage after Pet Sematary.
Was it a dead kid?
He did die and come back to life. Oh, spoiler. That movie's coming out again. They're doing a remake.
And you can't just make, I don't know. Some couples are like that. You can't just decide as a little kid, oh, I'm just going to name my kid this when I grow up. Because then you have to actually make a decision with someone else, the person you're making a baby with.
Well, it depends, though, because what if it's a family name? Like, yes, every reason that I've given was absolutely stupid, except for my great-grandmother's name. But I was named after my paternal grandfather, and my mom picked out my name whenever she was little. So my mom was probably like 11.
But your dad could have totally fought against it. Obviously, he let her have her way. But some people are pretty adamant about they want. Josh wanted Maddox's middle name to be Caleb, and he would not allow anything else. It was a fight. I think Caleb's okay, but it wasn't what I wanted.
And you did end up naming him that?
Yeah, we named him Caleb. Because you have to compromise.
Well, because then Trey is Richard Peart III, and his son's going to be Richard too, and that's pretty non-negotiable, or you're a butthead if you go against that, you know?
Yeah, agreed.
Also, my dad didn't have much say in my name because he was in prison whenever I was born, so take that. What you going to do?
Well,
he did pick my middle name, though.
Even when me and Josh had Morgan, we weren't together at the time, but I asked him what he thought. I don't know if he honestly told me. He could have just was like, whatever. I don't know.
He could call you long distance and say he doesn't approve.
Yeah, he didn't tell me no, so.
Okay, last thing. I saw this trending on Twitter. #3 words I cannot stand.
Okay.
Which is really long. #. That's almost as long as Loose Lips and Child Bring Us, if you think about it. But three words that I cannot stand on Twitter. And so I stole some from them. Time for work.
Oh.
Diet and exercise. Get over it. No offense, but.
Oh, I totally did this wrong.
What were, give me some examples.
I did single words, three of them.
Okay, give it to me.
That I can't stand. No, give me yours.
License and registration.
Oh, yeah.
Because I recently got a ticket again. Yes. And then I didn't tell Jeremy because he gets mad over me getting tickets, as he should, because I should be an adult and I should pay attention. And this cop straight up was like, did you not even see me? Like, you cut across three lanes of traffic speeding. But I had my blinker on, so why does it matter? I cut it. I did what I should have been doing. I just should have been doing it slower, officer. But I still got a ticket. And then you get all those attorney letters in the mail. So, did I say mail right?
Yeah.
Yay.
Mail.
And so Jeremy beat me to the mailbox. And so all these attorney letters, he's like, so, I guess you got another ticket.
That's the news.
I was like, mm-hmm.
I'm so sorry.
Do you need to leave?
No, I have to let the dog out. It was a reminder. My mother-in-law's out of town and she has to let the dog out.
Okay, we're wrapping it up, mom-in-law.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, and he's like, well, why didn't you tell me? Why'd I have to find it out by checking the mail? And I'm like, because you get mad at me and I'm just going to take care of it. So I did. I took care of it. But license and registration, I'm just like, crap. I couldn't believe he asked me. And I think if I had a good excuse, because I always think that maybe they're setting me up for a good excuse.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Why even ask the question?
Did I see you? Like, what am I supposed to say? No, I didn't see you, or I would have slowed down. Or I mean, I don't know.
Or the question, where are you going? Like, if I think of something good enough, then maybe I won't get a ticket.
But I think I straight up got a ticket because he's like, girl, you were not paying attention at all. Zero, zero. I pay attention like immediate. But yeah, you creeping over in a corner. No, I'm not going to see you. I'm not doing like panoramic view around me. I'm just looking in front of me.
What bugs me the most? I did think of a three-letter word that I can't stand.
Okay.
Three words I can't stand. But before that, when you go to the pool and you see the lifeguard sitting on that high chair and he's like scanning the pool and he does the figure eight like this, it's so weird. The panoramic view made me think of it. He's like twisting his head around like so extreme. I'm like, oh my God, he's going to break his neck. It's so weird. Also, public pools are gross.
Oh, that's four. Okay. Another one I can't stand, act your age. You've told me that before.
I'm sorry. I'm such a judger.
And I have two from Jeremy. Lock it up.
I've heard that one.
And what's wrong now? What's wrong now super pisses me off. Because half the time there is nothing wrong, but then you want to end it with now. Mm-hmm. What's wrong now? That means that there's something wrong all the time and there's not. But now you're agitating me. Yes. And my response back is going to be mildly bitchy.
Well, the one that I thought of is what's for dinner. I hate that because it's never good news for mm-hmm. somebody. Not everybody's going to like what I make. And so I'm going to hear this. And I just, oh my God, it drives me insane. Another one. It's not three words, though.
Let me hear it.
But I just thought of it. Of course you are. Or of course this. I'm like, oh, why? Why?
Because you're so predictable,
yeah,
Amy.
It's like derogatory. Like, I don't want to do that. Or I don't care. It's like, of course you don't care. Oh.
What are you cooking for dinner tonight?
Egg sandwiches.
Of course you are.
Don't. No, but the three single words that I did totally wrong. Laugh out loud.
Oh, I had that one. It's three letters, but still.
Yeah, the LOL.
That gets on my nerves so bad. Because the people who are using it should not be using it. Oh, my life, so depressing. LOL. That's not funny. That is not funny.
They don't understand. I don't get it.
You are dumb. That's another one that I put, even though people really don't tell me that I'm dumb. I usually say that I'm dumb and then I do something dumb to prove my point, but you are dumb. That one gets on my nerves. All right. I believe that if you put something out in the universe, that maybe it'll happen.
What are you putting out there?
Normally negativity. I was told today that I shouldn't be saying some of the stuff that I'm saying. But I was talking about myself. I wasn't projecting negativity on other people. I'm just like, this is probably going to happen to me. And then they're like, don't speak that out loud. That's bad. Da, 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 da. So maybe I need to start speaking positive things. Mm-hmm. Like clown donuts.
Where?
There is a clown delivery place here in DFW, more in the D than the FW, where... Does that sound weird?
Yes.
Well, I'm saying that because it would have to be at my job and not at my home.
Yes.
But
tell me more.
A scary clown delivers donuts to you.
Get out.
Yes.
I've got goosebumps. Do you see it?
I want it to happen.
Okay. I can get that arranged.
We don't have sponsors. We don't have endorsements. But if somebody wants to send us up some clown donuts... CC at
that
Loose Lips and Childbearing
so
Hips.
Crazy.
I know. How cool is that though?
That's really cool. When's National Clown Day?
I don't know. The special's running like through September. End of September,
it's
I want to say. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I don't like this temporary stuff.
Well, my first thought was, ooh, I can do this next year for Jeremy's birthday because I sent him Tiff's Treats cookies this year at work and he was a little bit embarrassed about that. But how embarrassed would he be if I sent a freaking clown there?
And why would they stop it right before Halloween? You'd think they'd want to do it all the way until the end.
I mean, maybe they have to see if it's worth their time and money, if anybody wants it. Because majority of people are scared of clowns. I'm the oddity that loves it and wants to become a clown historian. Which, by the way, I haven't done it in a while. But I was spouting off clown facts to my friends and then tried to charge them and they wouldn't give me any money.
Yeah, that wouldn't work with me either.
I gave them all my clown knowledge and then I tried to collect in the end.
You collect before. Do you not know how to run a business?
Yeah, but I was passionate. So I was like in the moment. And then afterwards I realized, you know, give me some money.
You're doing it wrong.
I know. Thank you for listening to Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips with me, Lacey G, and my bestie,
Amy Nichols. And be sure to subscribe to iTunes and Google Play.
And while you're there, you can leave us a rating. You can leave a nice comment. You can tell a friend. You can tag people. I don't know if you can actually do that, but that'd be cool if you would. Also, be sure to hit us up on our socials, Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips on Instagram, on Facebook, Loose Lips Hips on Twitter. Check out what Amy's cooking for lunch at Kid Nation Toaster Chronicles. Keep your hips loose
and lips hip.
Thanks for listening.
You should share your hilarious hate with everyone.